He was the richest man in the DUET or anywhere around at that time.
Was he in the military or?
No.
Oh,
he was a great nigger man that worked lots of colored people and finally had a big plantation down there on the lower Arkansas River back down there in the woods. He had a big store. He was
on the bank too, didn't he?
Yeah, he was the first fella to ever ship a load of horses and mules into Arkansas County. He went off somewhere and bought a boxcar load of mules one time and shipped in here. There'd been lots of them brought in by just walked in and drove in and such as that. But he went and bought a load and shipped them in one time. I know he, I heard him say last time, he's the first fella ever brought a carload of horses and mules into Arkansas County.
Big deal.
But he had a big store there, credit lots and lots of niggers and whites, and he had a big cotton gin and owned a lot of little old cotton farms around and furnished those.
Now, what would you, a title higher than a captain would be of what?
I don't know. Never called anybody any higher than that around here.
Yeah? Well, if you saw John Pershing walking down the street, you wouldn't call him Mr. Pershing, would you?
I don't know.
Or,
didn't know him.
What was his title?
I don't know.
Somebody who's head of an army, he'd be called a what? Robert E. Lee, he was a... You know what he was?
I don't know.
You knew who Robert E. Lee was?
Yeah, I knew of him anyway. Didn't know him, but I knew of him.
Yeah, he was for the Confederate Army, he was a what? Wasn't he a Confederate Army?
I don't know, unless it was a general.
Now, that old fellow who invented Kentucky Fried Chicken, what was his name? Sanders?
Colonel Sanders.
Okay.
Here, somewhere up north, they had a restaurant. They had a sign up there that said if Colonel Sanders had our recipe for frying chickens, he could be a general. That was a sign at a restaurant. Yeah, if Colonel Sanders had our recipe for frying chicken, he could be a general.
Now, would black folks ever have any names that they would call white folks, white people?
Well, I don't know. The only thing I ever heard anybody talking about to call them, just call them white folks. That's the only thing I ever knew of anything about them.
Would they ever speak of a poor class of white people, maybe, that were even below the blacks or considered
Lord,
white?
I don't know. I never visited with one of them or around one of them enough to know what they ever said.
Yeah. You ever hear of a Peckerwood?
No, not anybody being called that. I've heard them called most everything.
What was a Peckerwood?
I don't know.
Never heard
Pecker
of that?
Peckerwood's a bird in the woods. That's all I know.
You ever hear of a redneck or somebody saying somebody was a redneck or
no.
Anything such as that?
I heard them talking about wetbacks. That's people from Mexico.
Wetbacks? What about a person who lived out in the woods, Mr. Never got into town. Maybe he came into town once a year. Whenever he came into town, he always looked conspicuous. Folks would say, he never lived in the city. He's just a...
I heard them call river rats and backwoodsy and
yeah.
Everything.
What was a Hoosier? You know what that was?
No.
You hear what a Hoosier
I've heard of Hoosiers, but I don't know.
You know what a cracker was? Or?
No.
Folks around where I'm from would talk about a cracker. You never heard anybody say, when they were getting mad at somebody, they'd say, you old Peckerwood, you, or...
Yeah, I've heard that.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Equal to SB, I guess. I've heard a lot of them call people that. Wouldn't say it in that way, though, but...
Yeah. What would you call a child, maybe a son, if a...